Thunder Bay, the Ontario government's homeless prevention program provided more than $8.3 million in capital investments for transitional housing in Thunder Bay. MPP for Thunder Bay Atikokan Kevin Holland made the announcement on behalf of Minister Paul Calandra, with representatives from the District of Thunder Bay Social Services Administration Board and funded organizations. "It's a really exciting day for the agencies we support, and the projects receiving for today are more than just housing," said Holland. He said it's about providing wraparound supports to help individuals get the life skills they need, job training, and help with different mental health and addiction treatments. "These types of projects are foundational in helping us to address some of the problems that we're experiencing in the city," said Holland. "So the creation of 66 new transitional spaces and supportive housing spaces is a big step forward for the city and the region." Holland said the investments they're making, the spaces they can create, and the programming that they're going to be able to provide to the residents in these spaces is really going to set them on that path forward. The funding went to three community partners for 2024-2025. Providing 66 transitional housing units to support those experiencing or at risk of homelessness. The Elizabeth Fry Society of Northwestern Ontario received $995,000 to retrofit 12 transitional housing units. The Urban Abbey received $3.51 million to create 38 transitional housing units at four locations citywide. And more than $3.8 million was also given to an Alpha Court project to produce 16 transitional housing units. These locations will provide on-site support, including counseling, life skills training, and help for addiction and mental health challenges. "Without the wraparound services, you're not going to get to the core of the problem, so the wraparound services that are being provided through the funding announced here today at these agencies are key to helping people on that path forward," said Holland. Nicole Latour, executive director of Alpha Court Nonprofit Housing Corporation, said they're ecstatic with today's announcement for them and all the community organizations receiving funding. She said having the different organizations working towards a common goal really assists the community. "We have such a need for housing and for various populations," said Latour. "Including women in conflict with the law, people that are facing addiction and mental health challenges in the community, and people experiencing homelessness. So, we really need a vast service approach to individuals and helping them meet their needs." Latour said Alpha Court, in particular, is building 16 tiny homes and also purchased a building. "We've been working with a local developer who's been very helpful with the design. We are very excited for this to come to fruition in the early summer of 2025. We've looked at other models and other communities of tiny homes, and it's been very successful," said Latour. She said these tiny homes are not only a place that people can call home, but they also build a sense of community among the people that live there, and they are a different housing model from the one traditionally seen in Thunder Bay. "We wanted to try something different. We do already own two apartment buildings. So, we wanted to explore what else might be available and successful models across the country. So, we're really looking forward to this. These will be self-contained units with all the amenities people need," said Latour. She said they're also hoping to develop a wraparound service hub type model where people can receive different services they need to ensure that they're successful in their housing placements. Holland said these initiatives will really complement other recent government investments. "This is key. It's not just a one and done. There are so many agencies and organizations involved in addressing the problem, and this is a big piece of that puzzle," said Holland.